I don't know what that is, but it scares me every time it happens.
It's a little scary.
It's like, Danny, can you come play with us?
Or someone showed up out of nowhere, just kind of like,
Bring! Like a genie?
Like a genie.
Man. They've got the creepiest... Well, I got a stain on my shirt that I had forever, and I got to get rid of it.
You've got one right on your chest. But the two shots... See it?
Son of a...
Yeah. Sweet and sour sauce, man. That'll stain.
He's changing the shirt right now. He's...
We're not doing anything. Oh, podcast.
Jess, can you make that noise? Make that sound? Is it just when you get a text? Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. Is it on?
No, but I will turn it on.
I wanna hear it on the radio.
Well, since we're all running errands right now,
what are you gonna do?
This isn't good. It's spoiled.
What is it?
It's beer. Milk? Guinness.
It's Guinness.
Daddy's milk, as I like to call it.
Gross.
Sorry.
Well, that's really quick. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it amaze you?
That's high pitched. I pay attention.
But I mean, I hit it and it.
Oh, how quickly I got the
and
text.
It wasn't, you know, that'd be an interesting survey of people. Because deep down, I think people really don't understand some of the most everyday technology.
Yeah.
Specifically, one I always think of is the little sensors in the road and how that triggers a stoplight.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of people that don't understand.
Really?
They just think it's magic.
Oh, no, I always look for them.
Or it's just timed.
Timed, yeah. No, I always look for them.
So I say that to say this. I think a lot of people think the phone, we talk from my phone to your phone, and they're thinking, oh, well, of course it doesn't take long to get the signal or the text.
No.
It goes up to the bird and then back down. Not to the bird, but
Satellite.
I love that song. I start this? I'm going to start it off with that. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Do you have another favorite Dave song?
Usually Early Dave.
Early Dave?
Yeah.
My favorite Dave song.
Crash!
Yeah. I remember.
Oh, no. I updated my OS.
Mine is Dream Girl.
You're my dream girl.
No.
Okay, I don't know how it goes.
What happened?
Dream Girl's my most favorite Dave Matthews.
I don't have that.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure I don't have that. Dave Matthews.
You guys, I don't know how long ago it was that he went in there to change his shirt.
Is he changing his whole outfit?
I think he's pooping.
Really?
I don't know. But whatever, anybody's got logic.
Jimmy Thing is one of my favorites.
Oh, okay.
See, he didn't close the bedroom door all the way, so I don't think he's pooping.
Because his bathroom in his bedroom doesn't have a door, which means the old couple was just open door pooping in front of each other.
Yeah.
You know what? I can never trust that because you never know what people are going to take from a house. You never know. They might have taken the door.
No, it's framed out like there was never a door.
But
there
could have been some sort of door thingy there.
I
don't know.
My son just lost his bathroom door privileges. I took the bathroom door off the hinges the other night. I was so mad.
So now he's an open door dumper?
Yep. Doesn't have a choice.
You turn him into one.
Doesn't have a choice.
So, did it?
I don't know how to respond. To
I don't
that.
Know if that. I don't know what I've done or what I'm doing to his psyche. But I was so angry.
Is the punishment because of something he was doing in the bathroom?
It was because he has.
Are you guys talking about me?
No.
He has no concept of time.
Okay.
And he's incredibly rude.
Who?
But
Maxwell.
But he's a.
I know.
Teenager. 13. They don't.
I kind of get it, but. After I had told him, think of all the places that I give you extra time and allowances, and I try to understand and be. I was like, when you come home from football practice, here, there's a lot more to the story. You come home from football practice, you need to.
First of all,
you need to shit, shower, shave in 20 minutes is what you need to do.
Well,
30 minutes at the most.
There's a time crunch.
Can I finish, please? Sure. So, but the thing is that he's taking so much time in there. That
the shit's taken up 19 and a half.
I don't know
minutes.
What it is, but that's the thing too. And so then he's up late doing homework.
Oh, okay.
And then he has to set his alarm to wake up at 4:30 to finish the homework. It's not just about the time he's spending in there. It's time management.
It's the entire.
And so
body.
I came home the other day and John was screaming through the bathroom door. I told you, like, we've shut off the water. I've gone out to the garage and shut off the water while he's in the shower because I said, you have 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And just anything. I still got soap in my hair. I don't care. I don't care. I'm not turning the shower back on.
Sounds like a refugee camp. There's no doors, yeah. No water.
No water. And I've not. You know. So before I turned off the water, I turned off the hot water. So then it was just cold water mm-hmm. when he was taking a shower. And that's a funny noise when you turn cold water on somebody. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what it was, but I came home and I was like, I am so effing tired of listening to you guys argue that I grabbed my drill gun and went upstairs, or my screw gun, and it was like a cartoon or like a sitcom or something. I'm walking down the stairs with the bathroom door under my arm and put it out in the garage. And I was just like, I'm
done. Entire door.
Here's an entire thing. Door.
When, you know, Griffin, my son, he had some trouble with... you know, some things when he was in high school. And one of the first things you're supposed to do is take away all of their privacy. And that means doors.
I don't agree with that.
It seemed a little...
I mean, I guess I'm doing that exact thing.
Well, you break them down, then you build them back up.
That's the thing. If the bathroom is right in the middle upstairs, and if you've got to take a grumpy, and your mom and your dad and your sister are walking by, you're going to speed it up. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
Well, but that process is incredibly delicate.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You know how undelicate his process is.
I've had the great opportunity to actually witness
unclog.
When he was a baby, but he was like seven, eight, nine, along in there. He still was like it was a gigantic transaction. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He would do work in that area. That
I know he's going to hate. I hope that nobody.
Can we start?
Not that seventh graders listen. But they said
that's the first thing you should do is take their door away. But that gives them something to work forward to.
They don't have doors on their bedrooms either.
I don't know if you know, but there should be some sort of privacy.
Can I tell you why though? That was a legitimate thing. Is that the door? Her bedroom door had to come off because she had a seizure and fell in front of the door mm-hmm. and we couldn't get the door open. So that's why. Okay. And then Addie, if I don't have a door, Max shouldn't have a door. All right, sounds good to me. So we just
take it out. Off.
But we're getting them beads. We're just going to put thick beads.
I made beads in college.
A
closet door in a room that we shared.
Yeah, that
sounds like a fun weekend.
They were... It takes way longer.
I'm not
than
making
a
it.
You guys aren't.
You're going to buy those, yeah.
You guys aren't going to find this surprising. I've got presents for us.
Oh,
you
God.
Guys aren't going to find this surprising.
Noisy presents.
But
freaked Jess out a little.
It did.
My dad. Well, it's just like your notification for a text freaks me out.
Sorry.
My dad used beads way before everybody else, I think. I think he invented it.
Yeah. Invented beads.
I bet he did.
To put on your door.
Was looking how you can, because I have so many old magazines that you can make paper beads. You roll up the pieces of paper and make paper beads.
Oh, God, that sounds even worse.
I've seen that. Yeah.
It looks terrible.
A paper bead to call my own. Sacrifice. Is that who this is, right? Dave Matthews, but
it's Satellite.
He's good.
Satellite. I would have bet you $1 million the name of this song was Sacrifice.
Yeah, Sally Field was in the Seinfeld.
Satellite.
Still not over that.
Hi, welcome to the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick McGee. That's all we need. Okay, now, that's Jason Hofsetz running the ones and the twos, or on the ones and the twos.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's Jessica Hooker. That's Jeff Vibbert. Say it.
JeffHipper.com.
Here we go.
And I'm your host, and I have, we had Chinese food. We got a couple of
satellites.
We got fortune cookies for everybody. We need to open them up while we're sitting here.
The taste of fortune cookies.
I do not.
Is it true that if you
get a bad batch from the
They're flat.
Grocery store.
Did you guys know this? Blew my mind.
Oh, initially? Yeah.
Initially, they're flat. What are you going to say?
Is it true that if you don't eat the cookie, the fortune doesn't come true?
That's true, yeah.
I've lived by that.
What was that?
You got to eat the cookie.
Say it one more time.
If you don't, is it
I always try to get the fortune out without breaking the cookie.
All right. Well, who we go first? Jeff goes first. Youngest or oldest?
Youngest or oldest.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Hang on, I gotta eat the cookie first.
Wait a minute, you eat the cookie, Jeff?
Yeah,
you gotta eat the cookie before you
eat
the cookie.
I love eating the cookie.
Yeah,
I'll eat that cookie for good.
Oh man, I'm a fan. I'm a fan. What about you, Hoffy? You eat the?
I like it, but usually by the time I get to the cookie, I'm pretty full.
What?
Don't you lose? Stale.
Have you ever, before you get to eat the cookie, you lost interest and, you finish your meal. You finish your meal. Entirely, you don't feel like putting in any effort at all.
That's why you don't let him eat before.
You don't let him eat the cookie before.
No, you eat your dessert before you have your meal.
I mean, you just go to a buffet and then you eat this cookie. It's a good little sweet topper.
I don't like overly sweet things anyway.
But think how good. Oh. Think how much people would look forward to the cookie if it was like an Oreo.
My problem lately, I had this Dutch chocolate ice cream.
No. That's my favorite.
I put about three scoops in the bowl.
Yes,
Dutch chocolate.
Dutch chocolate is chocolate ice cream with almonds in it.
No, there's no almonds in this one.
What about Grand Central Station?
Oh, fine.
But I always have to, I can't not go back for more.
Turkish
no matter
coffee.
How much I put in the initial bowl.
Have you had Alders, Allen's? Mm-mm. It's the new organic ice cream.
Sacrifice?
I go Turkey Hill. A lot of my ice creams are Turkey Hill.
Turkish coffee. United Dairy Farmers Turkish coffee. Vibbert, jeffvibbert.com. What's your fortune?
Hang on, let me wipe the cookie from my mouth.
You got to get it all over your mouth because you're not trying. You get it all over your chin.
You will be fortunate in everything you put your hands to.
Hands too.
That's a weird thing.
Hey, Jeff.
Hands on.
Jeff. Turn to me. What?
You missed Vibbert's hand motion.
Let me see.
Let me.
Alden's organic ice cream.
You will be fortunate in everything you put your hands to.
I could have done without that.
Why did you do that to her?
Because she told him to, like a big jerk.
What's your fortune?
Help, I'm trapped in a fortune cookie factory.
That was never fun.
I was say, help, I'm trapped in a podcast.
No, that's true.
I'm trapped.
What? The luck that is ordained for you will be coveted by others. That's not a fortune. It's just a shitty thing to say.
Kind of a statement. I get the feeling that some of these fortunes, they lose something in the translation. You know what I mean?
No
they're
shit.
Not, they're not... Hoffy, what's your fortune?
You will always have good luck in your personal life.
That's not true.
There's no way I can always have good luck.
If a fortune cookie says you can, you can.
Burn these fortunes.
Okay, you ready?
Who brought these?
You ready? You have an unusually magnetic personality.
It's drawing me towards him. What does your Chinese say? Learn Chinese.
Oh.
Run. Alahu.
Mine's run.
Fitting.
Pow.
Sky.
Pow.
Taya.
Minute.
Every time you try to say these, don't you feel like Wayne when he tries to learn Taiwanese or whatever it is from?
And then that's the thing. There's a symbol for each word.
Uh-huh. Well, I was just talking to the kids about this, is that it's... Weird. How hard you can't imagine. Are you having a hot flash?
I think we're going through the change. You're right going here through on the podcast. What the fuck?
What's your learn Chinese?
Minute.
Which is
Fen.
Oh.
Oh.
Isn't that right? Am I reading that right? Vibs? Check that out.
I need to brush up on my Mandarin.
What's good for the change?
You should read Minute.
Fine.
Maca root.
Maca?
Yeah, that's what I've been taking. I mean, I'm not there yet, I don't think, but...
I hope not.
I thought you were going to go...
My family goes early.
She's going to go early.
They either go early or really late.
What's weird is your hairdo today makes you look like 5 years younger.
I know, isn't it great? Bangs will do that.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm, they're short, too.
Did you just get them cut?
Mm-hmm, last Thursday.
Or did you cut?
Oh, but I saw you Thursday.
No, Christine cut my bangs.
Did you have them cut Thursday when we did the podcast?
Yes, I did,
but there's long, too, and 16. I can sweep them over. You can't. Okay. They're kind of... They're deceiving. What are you doing?
Saving chick's life.
Thank you, Vibs, for opening up.
Not the first time. Won't be the last.
Won't be the last. That's the truth.
So I heard from Jeff because my business partner didn't share with me that we made 11 cents on our very first podcast episode.
See, can I add something to this?
Sure.
This is how it starts.
What?
11 cents.
No, the business partner keeping things from the other
business
partner.
No, you know what? I think it's good. I think she doesn't. This is why, one of the many reasons I love her, she doesn't bother me with the insignificant things.
Well, I think it's an amazing
relationship. She'll bring me my 5.5 cents the next time I see her, and we'll be as Caitlin would say, we'll be Gucci.
She tweeted it out. Like, it's not like she was like, oh. Yeah, she just tweeted it for everyone to see.
Did she tweet it at me?
No.
Then I didn't get it, Jeff.
Okay, yeah. But it hasn't even been a week. It hasn't even been a week, and you made 11 cents.
I know. At this rate, crazy. We'll be able to.
Don't you want to make money while you sleep? That's my dream. Uh-huh. Making money while you sleep.
I had the most dream about Chick last night.
How'd I do?
It was so weird. I woke up because I could have swore. Do you ever hear a noise in the middle of the night?
Yep.
I heard a noise in the middle of the night, and I was like, and it woke me up. I don't know what it was, but it woke me up, and it was like something fell, and it woke me up, and I felt my heart rate like start to race, and I opened my eyes, and I was like, that could be really scary, but I'm so fucking tired. I'm just gonna fall back asleep. Like I didn't. Right. I just didn't. And so when I fell back asleep, I don't know what time it was, but it appeared that between that time frame of waking up and then when I woke up at like 6:30, I had the most bizarre dream about Chick, that we were on the road traveling like we used to, and I had to go back to his room and get some of his stuff out of his room. He'd already checked out and had to leave, but I had to go back to his room, and there was a giant sex party going on in his room.
Attaboy.
And I had to play it dumb, like I was like, oh no, I work for Chick, I'm just here to get his stuff. And I was like, so did you guys have a good, did you guys have a good meeting?
No.
And
so
no.
Did you guys have a good sex party?
No, so I was just like, did you guys have a good meeting?
Oh,
like,
you're talking to me or the sex
No,
party?
Them. All okay. The people that you were there having sex with were
right,
there.
Right.
Or having sex around you. I'm not sure what was going on.
Right.
But
they were just using my room. I wasn't there.
No, you were there, but they said, oh yeah, Chick just like it was like the it was like you had graduated. They were like, oh yeah, he's been a part of our chapter. They kept saying chapter is what they were referring to the sex club as. He's been a part of our chapter for like 6 years and blah, 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 and he's recruited lots of people. It was like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what? And then Chick comes in and he was like,
hey guys, what's going on?
Yeah, like
Jess, what are you doing here?
Yeah, like it was no big deal. And he just sat there and they were like telling me how great at the sex party Chick is and how wonderful he is and just building him up.
I bring it.
And he was just standing there and he was like, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
It's true. It was the most bizarre.
Were people wearing masks?
No.
So how many people were there? Boys and girls?
It was like a small room. And so I was going to say like 5 or 6. There wasn't a whole lot.
How hot were the guys? Like 50-50?
I felt like all the guys were about Chick's age and like his same look, like,
okay,
like dark,
so incredibly hot.
And
so a bunch of bears,
a bunch of bears,
okay.
Yeah, kind
okay,
of.
Okay, so this
yeah.
is your dream, so that makes sense.
Silver yeah. daddies,
but the women were all like very, I don't know, plain look. They kind of reminded me. No, you know what it reminded me of, because God. Everybody was wearing the clothes.
Be careful. Don't
no, in is it Up in the Sky or the
Up in the Air?
Up in the Air, the movie with George Clooney.
Me and Clooney.
And they're all kind of, so all, it was like, it was almost like they were between flights on business trips. Like they were all kind of dressed in business attire and they were all, you know, like buttoning up their clothes and getting ready to leave again.
Zipping up their stuff.
So I like in my, so it's like, is there like this underground sex club at, could you imagine if you were able to do that and put those in airports and people you were know, able to just stop like, and just be pleasured and then get on between flights.
I bet it happens.
You know, there's a
lesson.
Oh,
it's true. It probably does happen somewhere.
There's a lesson here for people who have trouble. How do I put this?
Oh.
If you have trouble telling truth in a relationship and you really don't pay any mind to worrying if you're lying or not to a significant other or...
Oh, sure.
And then your relationship changes or you get out of a relationship and get into a different relationship and you want to appear genuine and you're telling the truth, but your reputation
has preceded you.
And no matter what you say, even though you're telling the truth and you desperately want someone to believe you now,
I guess my point is always tell the truth and always be honest, I guess. But that's not a new thought. But it really is kind of a bummer when you're not – when you are telling the truth and that other person is – and you really understand the term most important person of the world in your world, in your life, and they don't believe you even though you're telling the truth. There's nothing more
– You could have just I don't know.
I'm trying to be general about everything.
I wouldn't have been general because this you know conversation I mean. Could have been over like 30 seconds ago. You don't have to. It's
well, I had a dream.
You did?
About Bobcat. And I sent him an email this morning. He has not responded yet, but here's the dream. I sent him an email. Hey, how you doing? I woke up and had an odd dream where we were riding a bus. Bobcat and I are on a city bus. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I don't know what we were talking about, but I could see our lips moving. And The Brightest Hour by the Submarines was playing on the bus. I love that song. And you reach up and pull the cord. The bus stops. You stand up to leave. You turn to me and say, I'll be okay. I hope you take my advice. And then the dream ends.
Did he respond?
I didn't say anything. I said, it just stopped and I woke up.
No, did he respond to your email?
He hasn't responded yet. No, I started the story out with he hasn't responded yet.
Oh, I wasn't listening to that part.
I hope this finds you well. Let's try to hang out soon. I want to run into the Pacific Ocean on New Year's Eve. That's how I ended them. So I hope he...
You do?
Huh?
You want to run into the Pacific Ocean?
Yeah, I wanted to do it last year.
Who does that? Do people do that?
Bobcat and a bunch of his friends run into the Pacific Ocean on New Year's Eve and scream and yell at the universe. Doesn't that sound like a cool thing to do? I mean, it does.
Sounds therapeutic.
Yeah, right.
Would you settle for the Atlantic Ocean?
Or the Gulf?
Maybe a Gulf?
Yeah. What about Lake Monroe? Eagle Creek.
Like Lemon? Geist?
It'd be a little cold.
No, he said before, like a couple years ago, well, the year Robin died, he said that this has been a horrible year. I don't care. Just bring it. I'm not going to wish for anything great. Just give me all you got. I can take the worst. Mm-hmm. Because he'd had such a horrible year, and he goes, I never had a better year in my life. So it's kind of changed, I guess. So.
I think if you go, yeah.
Yeah.
How vivid are your dreams typically, Jess?
Not as vivid as this one. That's what I'm saying. It was so bizarre how vivid it was. Like, I woke up and was like, so do I acknowledge that I know he's a part of this sex chapter or whatever it is? I don't know.
Right.
And it was just so weird. It's not accusatory, and I don't think that you are, so don't take it. It's a dream, okay?
I understand, and I get it why you would think that, and I understand why it would be silly.
I know, but you responded to my dream in a very real way.
Just now?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, no, but But it brought
you responded like she thinks I'm lying. I'm not really in a sex club.
But no, it brought up a very real concern that you reach a point, you get to a point in your life where you do want your close friends and people
to know that their dreams are real.
To care about that you are telling the truth when you tell them things, and they still don't believe you, and then they think it's a bit. So
how vivid are your dreams, chick?
To the point that you'll start a real fight over them.
I don't think every night. I don't think anyone has dreams like I do.
Yeah.
They are so fucking real. You cannot believe it.
I believe it. As we always said, as you even said, everything is very cinematic to you. So you basically you go to bed and two or three movies happen while you're asleep. Mm-hmm.
And the ones I remember are always end the next day.
That's crazy.
Somehow.
I can't say never because I'm going to give you an example of me one remember, but I rarely ever, I just eventually fall asleep and then I wake up. Mm-hmm. That's generally how it happens. Mm-hmm. Well, last week, real short one, I just remember being in this house and I was trying to avoid
this house?
Some weird guy but it was in a multiple level house.
Right.
There was just somebody in the house I didn't care for.
Sure.
Who I was avoiding.
Are you talking about me?
I'm talking about you. And I eventually got up to the attic where it was dark and I knew no one was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt, as you know, this was very real. Uh-huh. I felt someone's hand go in my pocket.
Oh.
And it woke me up and it scared the crap out of me. And I don't even have pockets on me because I'm just in underwear.
Yeah.
But I haven't had something like that in years.
And it was
and
Aaliyah.
And have no reason it was not. And it was...
Aaliyah wasn't like... No,
nothing.
And
there was
anything?
Nothing. I could have been...
That's weird.
Yeah, but I mean, it felt like someone was in my bed.
Have you ever been dreaming and incorporated something from the awake world into your dream?
Mm-hmm. I think that that happens.
That happens like to everyone, right?
I think that that's how that... Yeah, that's because a dream is kind of... I don't know. Do you
like you'll hear
do you have dreams, Jeffy?
You'll hear a sound and you'll incorporate it into the dream.
I have a dream. Or one day. No.
Nothing.
Do you, have you ever had like sleep paralysis?
Yes.
Where you wake up, but your body's still asleep and you can't move?
Mm-hmm. No, that's mm-hmm. terrifying. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need that in different terms.
Like you're asleep and you're trying in your dream, you're trying to move, but you can't move. But you know you're
no, you're you know you're awake. Not you're not in a dream.
You're in like some not, state of
yeah. You're not totally awake.
Oh. Right. You're awake, but you're not awake.
I don't
right.
think I've ever had that.
Because like when I've had it, I can see kind of like the TV's on and like I know where I'm at in my room, but I don't know if that's just me dreaming it or if it is actually
that's.
But
weird.
It's you can't. And it's terrifying.
Yeah. You've never had that?
No. I've had it where if I that my limbs or my feet or my hands are feel like they're bigger. They're like 3 or 4 times bigger than they are. And I can't move them. Like I'm
they're so
completely
heavy?
Conscious. Yeah, and it's just like this I don't know what that's called, but it's like I can't lift them. So I'll just sit there and I'll wait for the feeling to go away because I physically feel like they're so heavy that I can't lift them. That happens pretty regularly. I don't know what
which
that means.
I mean, let's put this in the real world and what that symbolically means.
Oh, yeah.
You have so much in your hands that you're trying to carry, you can't carry it all.
That's probably true.
And yeah, Dr. Will would have a field day on that one.
Yeah. You're overwhelmed.
It is bizarre.
Yeah.
Do you guys know one of my biggest pet peeves on the planet is hearing other people talk about their dreams?
And you started
it. No, and I started it. So I want to apologize to all those other people because I feel like that is what hell is listening to people tell stories about their dream. But it's not that. It's I've had people like it's they just I had this dream and it's just like get to it.
Is this
already?
Does your mother tell you about her dreams?
No, just people like I had a dream like what was it? I was watching something the other night and somebody said, I had a dream, but I really don't want to talk about it. I said, could you imagine if Martin Luther King would have said that? Yeah. Oh my
God. That's funny. That's really funny. You know what? I'm not talking about it.
I have a dream, but I'm not going to talk about it. I don't want to talk about
it. Dr. Will told us one time on one of the off-the-air podcasts that if you have a creative mind or your dreams can go... just as creative in a negative way as it can in a positive way.
And, yeah, but they also say that dreams are it's where you can communicate with other planes.
Didn't we talk about that on the podcast with Ronnie? And because that dream that you have where you're just starting to fall asleep and you like dream that you're tripping, but you think like tripping over something.
Or off a skateboard.
Or off
I've
a skateboard.
That.
And
done
you
that,
jerk.
Yeah.
And you jerk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that isn't...
I have that feeling of falling. Yeah, that's what they say. Similar. That's like that's you coming back to this world after you've been...
Right.
But mine always...
You buy that?
Mine always happens like right at the beginning of my sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what he was saying.
Yeah.
Best dream I ever had that I do remember. Like I say, I remember at this point two.
Kate Upton.
I'm mowing my grandparents' lawn and... All of a sudden, the lawnmower just starts going up, and I'm flying with it.
Oh, like E.T.
It was such a euphoric feeling.
Just like a...
just like
yes, on the bike.
Yeah.
Yes, but yeah. I didn't have like a little weird guy on the...
You're just that's cool.
Yeah, but I was flying. I vividly remember that.
So lucid dreaming. Are you guys... Because my brother and my dad, all of their dreams, they claim they're completely lucid. They know that they're dreaming and they're able to respond appropriately.
Oh, gosh, no.
Like my brother's like, if I know that... Like if I've been chased... And he has the most insane dreams. Chased the top of the building. I know that I'm a dream, so I'm going to walk off the top of the building. Nothing's going to happen to me. You know what I mean? Like he can... But I've only had that happen one time where it was lucid and I knew, oh, wait, this is a dream. Have you ever seen where they do the therapy and they'll have people meet in their dreams? Have you ever seen that?
Well, that's cool though.
Yeah,
that's,
where they'll do that. It's like some kind of trance thing.
Kind of the
not trance, but
a part of the plot of Inception.
Oh yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio is kind of that. Where but is it kind of like group dreaming or something?
Yes,
I don't know if it exists, but it did according to the movie.
What about the Sunshine?
Is there someone mediating all this?
Right. Yes.
Right. Yeah. You need to do the.
There's like a host.
So they're not connected. Mm-hmm.
So they talk you through it.
Via
right.
Okay.
Yeah, they talk you through it, and then
wow.
They can induce sleep and then wake you up.
But there's books about it to where you could, and, yeah. I mean, you can like train your brain to do it together. But it's, in your mind, you're like, if you're sleeping next to someone and you're thinking about them, it's like, but for them to find you in their dream, you've to find each other in your dream, not just have a dream about each other.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
That is a whole different level.
That is. That is. Have you guys ever been put in a, like a trance? Mm-mm. Like Mm-mm. a, no, what is, hypnosis?
Have you?
No. I've never have.
What do you think about hypnosis?
I don't know. I've never done it. I don't like to say anything about anything I haven't experienced firsthand. I would be up for it. I would definitely try it.
I want to do it at a halftime show.
Yeah.
Act like a chicken in front of 20,000 people. Sure. That'd be fun.
They just did that on they did it with football players. Who's the redhead?
JJ Watt?
No, the redhead quarterback.
Andy Dalton. Ryan Dalton's the comedian.
Yes.
is there another redhead quarterback?
No, who does he play for?
Bengals.
Yes, him.
Yeah, Andy
they
Dalton.
Did it. They did it like as a group building exercise. Oh, they did a hypnosis thing with them.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think Andy Dalton's a good guy.
He seems okay.
I think he'd be a cool dude to hang with.
Can they,
in spite of his red hair,
hypnotize him into being a better quarterback? Is that possible?
What about Tom Brady? Where do you think he falls in this redheaded quarterback thing?
Oh, he's I don't.
He knows nothing about the
way
redheads.
Better than any redheaded quarterback. Yeah.
He's a system quarterback. Come on, Jeff.
I don't know what any of this
means. Jason is contending that anybody, any quarterback.
No. I am not contending.
You said he's a system quarterback.
I'm merely spewing what others have said who are way more smarter about this than I am.
They didn't watch the game yesterday, then. Don't take the bait. Don't take the bait, chick.
I'm not.
It's clickbait.
I make up my own mind.
Jeff's
I do what
team
I want.
Got shut out for the first time. Remarkably,
you
in what,
lost?
10 years?
16-0.
Yeah.
Did the Patriots lose?
Yep.
So they lost?
Yes.
That's what happened?
Yes,
they
Jeff.
Did
Tell
not,
me more.
They did not get enough points to win the game.
I don't know who your team is.
So they're 3-1 now?
Yeah.
Well, see, yeah. Yeah, the Patriots hit on hard times. They lost the first game of the season. They're 3-1. Oh, God.
Everyone's like, it's such an upset. It's like,
who are
it
they
was
playing?
It was their third string quarterback who was hurt. So
who are they playing?
The Bills.
The Bills. They better be.
Yeah, but
Bills.
It was remarkable last week when the third string guy was slaughtering.
That's crazy. That's insane.
Houston.
Yeah,
who but was 2-0. So pick a side here.
If you watch that game, Brissett only had 100 yards passing. Mm-hmm. The special teams had 2 fumble recoveries within the 20-yard line. Mm-hmm. The special teams played amazing. Defense played insane. It was a perfect storm. And then it was the exact opposite.
So it kind of evened out a bit.
Yeah.
You guys remember earlier when I said my biggest pet peeve is listening to people talk about their dreams?
Well,
I don't know.
The Redskins won yesterday, but it was...
I'm kidding.
And let the record show, I was late coming to the podcast, and Chick's watching the game again.
No, for the second time since I've been here.
So he's on his third time watching
it.
Yes.
Or did you watch it last night?
Fourth time. I immediately started. You're that's not. The newest thing about the NFL on Apple TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the condensed game. Condensed game is on right away, right after the game. So you watch the game, and then, of course, you watch the post-game wrap-up and the interviewing of all the players. And then I think Jess is sleeping. And then you watch the condensed game again.
Do you remember that episode of Seinfeld where wanted to make it the perfect, the trifecta, dreams, sports, and Seinfeld?
Now, Jess, you're getting more into football now with your son playing.
Well,
a little bit. I think that only because I want to know what's going on.
So you wouldn't immediately watch a condensed version of your son's game immediately right after?
Oh, my
after.
Goodness,
Oh,
yes.
my son,
well,
yes.
Yeah, but that's
yeah.
It's different.
But here's the thing. I don't know any NFL players. haven't not related, haven't birthed any.
That sweatshirt there on your
chair. I know, that's for Max. Okay. Well, that's so, and then, Chick was kind enough and got Max this Ohio State sweatshirt. Cause,
boys, you know, going to Ohio State.
Do we talk about this? There's a hooker that plays for Ohio State.
Oh, okay.
There's going to be a second one here any day now. Check that out.
Oh, I like that.
Any day now.
I don't like Ohio State, but I like that. Oh, yeah, with the weed leaves on there. Yeah.
No. And he got an Ohio State hat the other day, and I was like, what is that?
It's Buckeye leaves.
I didn't know.
I'm with you, though.
That's right.
Everyone thinks it.
Yeah, he'll be excited. Thank you. That's very nice.
And here's that you're welcome.
And Addie wants a pair of Cowboys Zubaz.
When do we get to put our request in for hoodies?
Wait a minute.
You know how many podcasts I've ran and how many clothes have come through this building for another child?
Do you know? I'm supposed to really buy her Dallas Cowboy boots?
No, Zubaz.
A Zubaz?
Yeah, Max has Falcon Zubaz, and she was like, I want those, only I want Cowboys.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm just
kidding. I'm going to send Chick an Amazon wish list here soon.
I support Chick buying Max stuff because when Max grows out of it,
yeah, see?
I get to wear it.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
thus the shoes he has on
Max's,
now.
Max's those slippers. I remember when I bought those, yeah.
Very comfortable.
Oh, he's got to have good. He's got to have good Uggs. Come on, slippers.
Uggs. Who wears Uggs?
Like walking on a cloud.
Yep, like putting your foot in a marshmallow.
I was going to play a song for us here to see us out.
Brightest Hour?
By
the Submarines?
No. No, we got to play this song, which is a great song.
Oh, Beck, my man Beck. Beck Hansen. That's part one of the Chick McGee Show. We'll be back with part two in
a matter of seconds.
Yeah, what he said. The Chick McGee Show from Podcast One. Name that tune. Oh, this is The Brightest Hour by the Submarines. Great song.
You don't know this song.
I'm not familiar at all with
this. This is from, it was in the, it's kind of haunting.
A little haunting.
Sounds like the two twins in The Shining at the end of the hallway singing.
Ooh, it does.
Come and play with us, Danny.
Mm. Actually, I have the better mix of it. It was on the new Pamela Adlon television show that's co-written with Louis C.K.
Hey, that's okay. We'll listen to this one.
Nice shirt, by the way.
Fourth shirt.
What
since
is
I've
it
been
about
here.
Me that
fourth shirt? You know
why
what?
Are you concerned? I sweat through my other three shirts. Okay,
and what amount of time?
20 minutes.
Three shirts in 20 minutes.
Well, maybe you should be concerned about your sweat out.
Maybe. Maybe
play it. Just play it.
Maybe if you guys change your shirts like I did, I wouldn't.
Well, nobody. You know what? It doesn't matter. Yeah, because I don't have them any clothes.
Who's to say? Well, who's right and who's wrong?
I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just, you do your own laundry, so it doesn't matter. If my kids change their shirts four times, I'd lose my mind.
Why did you just pound your fist on?
Trying to make a point.
Go ahead. What's your point?
I have a point, but my hair covers it. Thank you.
Okay, so a little more,
a little more up tempo, a little more
less haunting.
Less haunting.
Is that fair?
Anyway,
is
welcome.
This fairly new.
Welcome to part two of the Chick McGee Show. I don't think so.
I was expecting a song from the 70s or something.
Yeah, this is, I think of Yellow Submarine, and
I don't know where these people came from. I love the name.
Is that the Morgan Page remix?
Uh huh.
I did have that.
They're, I knew you would. You have everything.
Oh, I don't have it all.
Here, turn it up. Turn it.
I dig this. It reminds me of music that they played a lot when I worked at Tesla Motors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Very soothing.
The showroom.
Showroom music?
It's kind of modern, yet uplifting, sort of not too haunting.
It also sounds like, I mean, you could put the, it sounds like something that they put over or under the binaural beats when you're doing some brainwave therapy.
Okay.
Like, there's one that I have Max listen to before his games, and you hear the frequencies change and everything, but in the very, very low background, it sounds like a crowd cheering, and you can barely hear it. Actually, I could play it for you if you want to.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're passing around.
Anyway, Pamela Adlon's a television series on FX. It's called Better Things, and it's very good, and I recommend it highly.
Better Things?
Better Things. What are you watching on TV, Vibbert? What are you? You turned me on to Last Chance U, and I finally got around to watching it. Why weren't you more insistent on me and watching?
I was
that?
Very insistent. Yeah, I said on like 8 episodes. Hey, watch Last Chance U.
Yeah,
I'm watching Narcos right now. It's
I've heard
so
that's good.
Yeah.
See, I tried the first episode and I didn't get into it, and I should go back to that
you
because
gotta
you
go
were,
back into it. Yep.
You've been right so far, 100%.
Okay, it's, you ready?
You're yeah, go for one. It.
You're not going to hear it for a second, I guess.
Okay.
Why not? Oh, here we go.
Because it takes a while to work up.
What's the name of it?
This is Sports Endurance Booster.
Sounds like a plane taking off.
Ladies
but
and gentlemen.
Can you be quiet?
Okay.
I don't
Shut
like
up,
the
Jeff.
I don't like the one tone through the whole thing.
Are we all
no,
supposed
it'll
to be
change.
Quiet or can Jeff say something?
No,
Jeff, try to say something.
No.
If you'll look out the left side of the plane. Chick, do you wanna do a little thing over top of it?
Hold on. Listen, you can hear it now. Yeah, I know you can't actually, Chick. I just realized
I can't hear
you can't
it.
Hear
I can't. If
I've heard
high,
it the whole time.
If it's a
you
high tone.
You hear the people talk.
Yeah, I've heard it the whole
yeah,
time.
Do you hear the...
Yeah.
I don't hear people talking.
Shh, listen.
Okay, a little bit.
You hear the crowd? Yeah, that's
I
what it
really
is.
Have to mash my headphone.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll notice...
Here, I'll see if I can scoot it up.
You know what this sounds like? Hi, welcome to Purgatory. I'm your host, Chick. Now, for those of you Catholic... You chose wrong. That's not the right religion. The right religion is Amish. Amish. That's right. Amish. That's I was desperately reaching. Is that a religion or a belief?
I think it's a
whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Nora Jones just chose Catholicism.
Did she really?
Yep. Oh, she My is dog. She getting baptized this month?
It's tomorrow is the All Saints Day.
Are you doing it?
Well, it was supposed to be this weekend, apparently. But, like, the day is tomorrow. October 4th is
then
the day of the saint.
Then there's churches that do it.
There's I think some. There's
it's
one,
nice that you give the kids a choice. Expose them to everything and let them choose.
That's true.
I don't want to force my beliefs on her, but there is a church that is doing it Sunday, October 9th.
Oh.
At 12:30. The Patriots play at 1:00, and I want to save Nora Jones' soul, but Tom Brady's coming back to play the Browns. So,
have you ever done this? And as Jeff and I talk about football, have you ever couldn't get out of something at like 1:00, but you could get back to the game at like 2:30, and you've tried desperately to stay away from everything that might even indicate mm-hmm. what the score was?
Oh yeah,
in order to get home and start watching and you could fast forward through commercials. I've never been successful at that.
It's so hard.
It's really difficult.
Mm. We used to do that when like IU basketball would play in the Big Ten tournament and play like a noon game.
Right.
And we'd all be at school or work. Mm. So then we'd all try to come home and it was impossible because someone would ruin it. Someone would always ruin it.
Well, especially now because I get like...
Notifications.
Like, what? Oh. Yeah. And like I was watching the Redskins game yesterday. They won, by the way. They beat the Browns. And
which one of your dogs is that?
I think all of them.
That sounds like,
oh, that sounds like all four, three
What's
of them.
What's going on out there?
And the neighbor dog's out.
Is the neighbor dog out?
The neighbor
watch
dog's
yourself,
out.
Watch yourself. Watch yourself.
Every time.
Yeah, he's not careless at all.
He just almost tripped over the mic cord and then the headphones. He dropped on the floor.
Yeah.
Can I just say,
my spine.
I don't know what the dogs do out there, but Nora Jones, whenever we podcasted on Thursday, I took her home. She had burrs. All in her fur.
Yeah.
I've spent Thursday till today picking burrs out of her fur, and now she has all the burrs back in. She went to the same bush.
It's crazy out there. I need to get somebody out there to clean it up. I think I've just come up with that idea that I'm going to get somebody here.
What do you do? Do you just put them in the bath and brush them?
I sit there in the chair and pick out all their burrs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Come here and sit on my lap and all. That's what I did.
Monkey likes it. Ruby's not.
Who has the best hearing, Monkey? Or Ruby?
Who has the best hearing?
Yes.
Because
I have a theory.
I'm going to go Ruby.
I was thinking Monkey.
Because Ruby has like satellite.
Her ears do ring.
Well, here's the thing. I have a pretty quiet car. And when I pulled in an hour ago.
Monkey?
Only Monkey greeted me. As if she heard me.
Well,
but
perhaps.
No one else. Maybe no one else cared.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
But dogs that dumb operate on another plane. So maybe she just sensed that.
My daughter,
coming.
Monkey, is not dumb. She is just she needs a little extra help. That's all.
When I show up, Ruby is the one that greets. And then Nora Jones and Ruby just stare at each other from the car window to the porch. And then we get out.
Well, Ruby wants to herd her.
Ruby exactly, wants to boss Nora around.
That's exactly and Nora's right. gladly obliges.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just think when she has a relationship, what's going to happen, Jeff?
That's not going to happen.
Are you going? No, she's already been.
She's going to cut all of her parts out. Yeah.
You know, Nora's not ever going to have sex.
You don't need those parts to enjoy yourself, Jeff.
That's true. She just found another dog that's her age that she's starting
now
to
kind of
hang
around really with. Enjoy herself and not worry about any accidents.
She can be a member of a swingers party in a strange hotel room in another city and not worry about it.
Mm-hmm. And blame Chick McGee.
And blame me.
Mm-hmm. Did you recruit her?
You mean Nora, the dog face girl? I might have.
This party just keeps getting weirder.
By the way, have you sold your truck yet, Jeff?
Not yet. No, I just put it up.
Why do you keep driving it?
I thought Cash was going to buy it for cash.
On a payment plan. I think he was joking, yeah.
I don't think he was joking.
Adam Cashner?
Yeah, he's a radio guy. He was trying to buy the truck. It's got four-wheel drive. It's pretty good.
It's in good shape. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. New back
it
bumper.
Runs well.
Yeah.
What about the bumper?
The bumper's it's all cosmetic.
Cosmetic.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of people that don't care about
it. Yeah, it's from 1996. I mean, what do you expect, you know?
It wasn't that. 96
is a rough,
like it was that long.
96 is a rough year.
That was 20 years ago, Jeffrey.
Yeah. I have been on a kick of listening to grunge music from the early 90s because Temple of the Dog, if anyone knows or cares.
Love the Temple.
One album they put out, it's basically a couple guys from Soundgarden, a couple guys from Pearl Jam before Pearl Jam actually became Pearl Jam.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually predates the recording of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a great rock and roll album. It's only got 10 tracks. They just released the 25th anniversary reissue remaster.
Didn't they redo?
I got a free vinyl coming my way.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
That's one with Hunger Strike on it?
Yep.
That's a good song.
Jeff, what are you fucking doing over there?
It looks like you're playing billiards with your testicles.
I got my hands in my pockets. Sorry.
It might be in your pocket, but you've reached over pocket location.
I looked over, and here's what I saw.
Yeah, that's what you. It's where you put your hands, and they're in your pocket.
No, you don't.
But I mean, I'm sitting down, so
what's wrong with you?
Do you know how often Caitlin complains about him readjusting himself through the podcast?
Does
this happen on the Jeff Everett podcast?
Yes.
When I'm doing it on that, JeffEverett.com, I have my hand in my waistband, and I'm just like, this is my pockets. My hands are literally in my pockets. This is mild compared to my usual behavior.
I can't say anything because when I fall asleep, I usually have sweatpants on, and I put my hands right there on my hip bones and lay on my back, and that's how I fall asleep.
Yeah.
So they're in my pants, but they're just in on my hips.
Under the waistband.
Yeah.
See, this drives me nuts with my kids, especially my youngest. She will throw every cover on top of her.
Yeah.
When she goes to bed. And sure. I try to take something like, listen, it's plenty warm in the house. You don't need to go. No, no, I need them. If I go in there 2 or 3 hours later by chance, completely uncovered, hands down her pants. Because she's cold.
Because she's cold. You're just getting warm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have to cover her back up with the appropriate amount of covers.
Does she get covers from other places or does she just have a lot of covers?
Yeah,
she has
covers available.
Oh.
Yeah, or maybe an extra blanket. You know, in the wintertime, you need that.
Yeah.
But in the transition times, like this time of year, she throws everything on. I'm like, I know you're not this cold.
Yeah.
You can't be. Sure enough.
Sometimes when I'm like driving, I'll adjust myself. Like I'll get a scratch and I'll start honking my horn and woo! People driving by because they have no idea what's going on. I'm high up in the truck, so yeah, buy the truck. I've been doing that.
There was a guy driving shirtless in a worker van the other day, and I was like, "Oh, funny. Jeff,
that is so funny.
Doesn't have to drive shirtless anymore."
Yeah, it's so nice.
You do have air conditioning now, right?
I got an AC now. Yeah,
but you don't ever drive your new car.
Yeah, I do.
I haven't seen
it. I just never drive it here.
He drives it to work.
I drive it to work.
Yeah.
Why don't you? Drive
Why do you
it
drive
here?
It here?
Because I have Nora with me, and I don't want to have to put my cover on the leather seats. Because I know Nora's claw is going to get in that leather and scratch it, and I'm not going to be a happy camper.
Hmm.
Maybe you should buy her little dog shoes then.
What?
I actually...
They make little dog galoshes, right?
Yeah, they make so many dog shoes. Yeah. There was another dog in my life at one point, and for Christmas, I almost bought it Chuck Taylor dog shoes.
Yeah.
God.
But it would have taken a month and a half to get over here. It was on a slow boat from China or something.
Did Nike buy Converse? Do you guys hear about that?
Well, I think you would be the one to know. Yeah, versus us.
I'm pretty sure.
But if you go,
I know.
They bought Hurley. All their Hurley stuff is on Nike's website.
Well, on Nike, you go on Nike's website, all the Converse stuff is there now.
Bass Pro just bought Cabela's.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm.
So there's not going to be two of those anymore?
I don't know.
That's going to be a giant store, right?
I know.
Remember Galleons?
I was just getting ready to say that. Galleons. We loved Galleons. That's where we were boating our whole lives. We would always go to the original Galleons in Plainfield.
On the west side, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
never went to that one. But,
I loved it.
But the best one was in Castle.
And when they switched it to Dick's. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, now we have
when
Dick's. Switched,
it was much bigger.
You know what, though? I bet you anything there. If you would have switched the names between Galleons and Dick's and said to go in there and tell me which one this is, Galleons or Dick's, you wouldn't have been able to tell.
Oh, you absolutely would have been able to tell.
Because I went a lot, and I know what Galleons used to be.
I mean, other than the price tag saying Galleons or Dick's.
No,
obviously.
It was very different.
Love it when Dick's has a clearance, and it's like 10% off.
So
yeah, that's
saying,
really a clearance.
You're saying Dick's. That Galleons was much better than Dick's?
Yes.
Hands down.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, yes. Hmm. And I get it. Dick's kind of tried to appeal. Galleons was more like an REI. And REI is a little more niche people,
mm-hmm.
okay? And that's why REI is flourishing where we are right now, because there's Dick's. It's kind of a little more, I don't know, it's saturated with just the average things. But that's fine. You can go play.
What are you doing with your hands right now? Are you casting a spell?
Yes, I'm casting a spell.
Jackass. Sorry.
So I don't have to go to Dick's because I go to REI now because I have an REI because I don't have Galleons.
When you type in and
that's what I'm going to do.
In high school, my high school girlfriend just got a laptop because she was going out to college, and we were trying to buy her a baseball mitt. When you type in Dick's Sporting Goods. Don't type in Dick's.
It doesn't.
It takes you to a porn website if you type in just
Dick's.com.
So you're supposed to type in Dick's Sporting Goods, not
yeah.
just Dick's.
Yeah, I always wouldn't think. But that was like the first website we went to on our new laptop, and I don't know. I felt bad.
Did you?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Buying her a baseball glove.
She was getting ready to go off to college?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I heard that part of the story correctly.
And she just gotten a computer? Or
yeah, a laptop. MacBook. Laptop. Yeah. Wait, were you upset with the...
Did you leave the room while he was talking?
No, or? I just think that's an odd story to buy someone a baseball glove.
That was our thing. We'd play baseball together. Like, we'd just throw the ball.
Oh.
Go out and have a catch.
It's like you and John Evans. Remember John Evans had a... Yeah. A friend who was a girl.
They fell in love later in life.
They kind of fell in love
with
later.
The baseball glove.
And then they broke up. Did they have a baby together?
No, I think it was a different girl.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Different girl.
There was one time where it was like 90 degrees outside, and I was making her throw me diving catches, and we weren't going to leave the baseball field until I caught one. And we were there for like 15 minutes after. She's like, hey, can we go home? I'm like, no, we got to do the...
Where is she now?
She works at a school. I can't say.
Do you know where, but do you talk to her?
I actually had drinks with her last November, December.
A year ago?
A year ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you ever do this when you were a kid? You were throwing the football around and you would make your buddy throw you a pass on the sidelines with two feet in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you.
Well, I was going to say, Jeff, did you ever live in a dorm room
mm-hmm.
in college?
Yep.
Small room, about this size, maybe a little bit longer.
Nerf basketball?
Less did that, but we also threw we'd throw footballs into the corner and you would dive onto your bed and make the catch.
I never did that.
How cushiony are your beds?
Didn't matter.
We used to play knee football in the living room. Where you'd have one, I mean, you just basically defend one end of the living room and my brother and I would play and you couldn't get off your knees.
That hurts my knees, bloody
after the
beat the hell out of each other.
Yeah, yeah. We would do that. Everybody played cup ball too, right?
Cup. Yeah.
Cup
yeah,
ball.
Where you take? Do you remember like an? I don't know if they made these after you
ball in a cup.
Yeah, you ball up a cup, but we would use the wax cups. Mm-hmm. Do you remember they had the wax on the outside and you'd roll them up real good? And we just, cup ball.
When you didn't have a phone to do stuff, you know. You just like, all right, we got to play
We were at
here.
The baseball diamonds right. and we'd play cup ball.
Yes,
there's balls
yes.
everywhere that we could play with.
Mm-hmm.
But we would
true.
Yeah, we would do the cup ball. Mm-hmm. And what else did we?
Did you just hit it with your hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We played Smear the Queer a lot. A lot of Smear mm-hmm. the Queer in the backfield. Yeah. I don't know. Did you guys not play that?
No, we played it. Yeah,
but you don't want me to say it. That's what that's what we called it.
We were always we were always politically correct in my neighborhood.
Were you?
We never used the F word or the queer word or anything like that.
Spangle used the F word today.
So did you?
Talking about no, not that one. No, the about talked about him and his dog.
What did he say?
Because I was going to get my dog baptized. He said, yeah.
He called you the F word?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He's being silly about it, but yeah. I think it's his only way to deal with Vibbert.
I'd like to be anywhere other than here right now.
His way of dealing with not being Vibbert is what you meant.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd want it. He's just miserable.
You don't want this life. You kidding me?
You don't want no part of me.
Single? Ready to mingle?
He's very single.
Very single. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever known Spangle to be very single.
I think he is.
Yeah, he is.
He's usually.
I mean, I think he's ready to mingle as well.
He's usually between the booties.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I don't like that phrase.
It does make me.
I think we need a segue here too.
Why don't they have? Why don't they have an edit in that? And you're gonna know what song it is, Jeffy, because you know all the hip hop songs. But it's.
God, I'm tired of this.
It's a male performer, but then there's a break with a female, and she says, "Eat the booty like groceries."
Yeah. I don't know.
Eat the booty like groceries.
And they play it on the radio. Why is there not an edit?
Who is that?
I think that's okay,
Jeff. Who is that?
I don't know who sings it. I just know. I think it's called Groceries.
I can look it up.
Oh, that's the name of the song.
I think so.
What?
I don't know. I guess because it's such a ridiculous connection.
Eat the booty like groceries.
Mark Russo?
I don't know.
Plies?
Oh, Mark Russo sounds like third baseman for the Cardinals.
Walmart Grocery is what I got.
Bag Up Them Groceries by Shorty Four.
That sounds right. That sounds right.
No, it's... No, this isn't... No, this isn't it. Right. It's called Post to Be.
Post to be.
Yeah. Yes.
Post to be. Yeah.
One word.
And featuring Chris Brown, and it's Omarion.
Probably. Yeah.
I don't know.
Is there spaces?
Oh, if your chick come close to me, she ain't going home like she post to be.
That's what post. P O S T.
What do we do?
And your chick, then your A? Chick. That's how post to be. Pull up to the.
I like this song.
I hate it.
You do?
Just, it's so gross.
It is gross.
Omarion? Is it?
Well, you can hear more of this. And you know, wouldn't it be nice to be driving around in a brand new car listening to this song?
All right. So the girl part.
He didn't talk about.
If your dude come close to me, he ain't going to want to ride off in a ghost with me. I might let your boy chauffeur me, but he gotta eat the booty like groceries.
Have you ever heard the song?
Oh my God.
Have you ever heard the song Oreo by R. Kelly?
No.
Oh, it's even worse. Do we wanna get into
it? It's kind of all this is really just kind of really funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just hilarious. Eat the booty like groceries.
That's a thing?
What? Eating booty?
Well, it's a thing.
Eating booty's in right now. That's all people talk about.
Booties are very... Well, I don't think they've ever gone out of style, but they're really in right now.
Well, it's fine to look at them, but grab them. But that's all you need to do.
Well, I think that...
Is it called cookie?
That.
It's or is it Oreo, Jeff?
It's the other area, too, I think. It's not just the booty.
Is it called cookie?
I used to share an office.
Maybe, yeah.
I used to share
an office.
Yeah,
but he talks about Oreos.
With a guy who said, why would you want to go there when you're so close to the best place on earth?
Nothing.
I wouldn't play it. I'll just read this. It doesn't. The chorus is what's weird. It's like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo. Turn up. I want to bite it and get inside it till I get you gone. Ooh, like an Oreo.
No. This is terrible.
I honestly think it's an ad
for
Oreos.
Yeah, it's R. Kelly. Yeah. I don't think it's an ad.
Like,
what about, do we have any Drake over there?
No, we're good over here. Drake pulled all this stuff off of Spotify. It's weird.
He did?
I'm hoping so.
No, he didn't. I just listened to him.
Can I tell you guys? Can I tell you guys about TrueCar.com? Huh? Can
yes.
I?
Please?
Please,
sir. Please, sir.
Something about TrueCar a lot of people don't know. Using TrueCar can also help you buy a used car. That's right. In fact, there are over 500,000 pre-owned vehicles. That's 500,000 available from TrueCar certified dealers across the country. Whether you're looking to buy a new or used car, you can get upfront pricing information that empowers you to find discounts off the list price for used cars and get a better buying experience through the TrueCar certified dealer network. That's right. It'll be the brightest hour when you drive away in your brand new TrueCar.
Saving thousands of dollars.
Saving thousands and thousands. Just use the TrueCar website or the TrueCar app, and you can easily find the new or used car that you want. With the TrueCar pricing curve, you'll see what other people in your area paid for the same car you're looking for. Is there anything sadder? You're out in the driveway, you're shining up your new car, and your neighbor comes over. What'd you pay for that? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, really? Well, I paid blah, blah, blah less than you did.
Oh, blah, blah. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's no good.
Three blahs?
You can get a guaranteed savings certificate from a TrueCar certified dealer to make sure you're saving the most money. TrueCar users save an average of $3,279 off the MSRP. With over 11,000 TrueCar certified dealers nationwide, over 2 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar.com or download the TrueCar app to enjoy a better car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. That's TrueCar.com. Tell them the Chick McGee Show sent you somehow.
Somehow?
Somehow. Somehow, some way. That's a great song. Marshall Crenshaw. Somehow, some way. Some way, somehow. Someday, some way. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
See, here's the problem. I love my Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it does, you know, because all this stuff is smart, you know, it knows what you play and what you listen to.
Sure.
So then it starts recommending things.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, all the stuff I grab from here while we're on the air,
right,
a lot of times isn't, would you two stop with the looks?
I'm sorry I'm moving in an inappropriate way.
What are you doing?
I was caught up in this damn carpet.
Anyway.
Spotify recommends.
Wait. Ryan Adams does a song.
It's like when you let somebody use your Netflix password and then all their shit starts coming
yes,
up.
Yes, exactly.
You want to watch.
Do you know the song too?
Yeah.
Sure. Somehow, someday. Mm-hmm. Does he cover that song?
Mm. No,
it's his song. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you something that
Okay.
I like it when he sings normal.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
Eat the booty like groceries.
Oh boy. Uh-oh, they're going to town again out there. That's all I got.
Stop giving me the looks.
I don't have any looks.
You got the high eyebrows over there.
I'm just
player.
Holding still.
Why isn't our accountant light on right now?
The what? Oh. That's there. What the problem's been. Yeah. We didn't have the light on.
I thought you got a new one of those. You didn't? Or you did?
No, that's... I said it was a new one because I found it in the garage.
Mm. There's a lot of new stuff out in the garage, I bet.
Yes, there is. Yes, I know.
I can't wait.
I have too many things. I realize that.
No, you
very
don't.
Very aware of it.
Do you know how many people have, like...
I'm going to give it all away.
What if you had, like, Tom Griswold places to keep stuff?
Yeah, that would be something.
That's a lot of stuff.
On the air today, he said he found a... car title he couldn't find for years.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. He went through an old box.
Have you ever heard of people going to psychics when they can't find something and the psychic tells them exactly where it is?
Yep.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
I need verification of this.
I've heard of it. I've never witnessed it.
Jason, but don't you something down inside you believe that there's something out there, some kind of energy?
No, I do, but I'm just wondering if these people are really
exploiting
smart.
Exploiting other people, yeah.
Well, they're not exploiting. They're just going, all right, and they walk them through, and eventually it gets back into their brain where it's at.
Yeah, they could have probably gone to a family member and done the same thing.
Well, I don't know. I just think sometimes they're very...
thorough?
Thorough, and they kind of know the process to get to the answer you're wanting to get to. And they help
true.
You. And that's the thing. I mean, it's probably worth it.
Yeah. So they don't necessarily have to be a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
If you could ask a psychic anything, what would you ask them?
Anything?
Anything.
Where's your dignity?
That's gone a long time ago.
Can you help me find? I've misplaced mine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Would you want to know when you were going to die?
Yes.
You would?
I would.
Oh, man.
So I could just start living.
Not me.
No, not like now.
I don't think that. I think that's inherently impossible.
To know when you're going to die?
Yes. Because then you can, if you know, you probably can find a way to change that. So then you're not going to know when you die.
You got to have some imagination, Jason. You're being too practical of it. This is a hypothetical question, and you're answering it with a practical answer.
I know.
Yeah,
I know,
I
know two people who are certain the year that they're going to die.
Is one of them you?
One of them's him.
Oh. Yeah.
No, and my Aunt Karen. She knows when she's going to die. And so, I trust her.
So does you know the year?
Well, but you have certain control over
2-0. Is there another one? Is there a one after that?
One or a two or three?
Who, me?
Yeah. What year? What year? I think it's his.
5 years from now.
Whew.
Oh, I didn't know it was so soon. I'm sorry. I wouldn't have brought it up.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah.
Is it really?
But yeah.
You think you're going to die in 2021?
Remember, he said he was going to die like 2 months ago. Remember that?
Did I say that?
Yeah, on a Friday podcast. This is the weekend. I'm not going to make it through.
He said he wanted to die.
He's right. He's right. The boy's right.
2021?
I don't think anybody. You're not supposed to worry about that. You live today.
You can't. You tear it up. Of course not. You're supposed to live in the moment.
Tear it up.
You eat the booty like groceries.
That's my favorite Greg Hahn. You wake up in the morning, the door's open, there's a toilet paper on the dog, there's groceries everywhere, there's spilled beer. Who'd you have over? Nobody, baby, just me. I tore it up.
Yes. I'm okay with that. Like, I feel like I wasted this weekend. I watched way too much football.
That's not wasting time, though. You had a good time.
But there wasn't a whole lot of good football on. That was the issue.
Ideally, what would you have done to make yourself feel good about you?
I'd have gone outside a little more. Mm-hmm. I did go to the farmer's market, took my daughter, and then went out to breakfast. Noblesville.
By you?
Knob City.
Knob City.
How do you feel about...
I was doing the same thing in my head.
Eat the knob like groceries.
Very graphic.
Too much?
So, how do you feel about baked goods at a farmer's market?
I'm for them.
It depends.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Jason has some... You have a problem with oats?
No. I bought baked goods. I bought some baked goods.
I buy my bread at the farmer's market from Amelia's.
I would love to find a good place to buy good bread.
I will help you find a good place to buy good bread.
But here's the thing.
You keep saying that.
There's a lot of stickers.
I'll tell you where to go and then you won't go. So it's not... Go to Bluebeard, where Amelia's is, and get yourself some bread. Brioche. Their brioche is amazing. It makes such good French toast, too. So good.
Okay, brioche is a bread?
But, yes.
I thought it was a cheese.
That's B-R-I-O-C-H-E, brioche?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, but there's the stickers of, this is not a regulated kitchen
right
kind of thing.
That's the thing, is that it's not, like, a vegetable, you can take it home, you can wash it, you can prepare it however you like. Baked goods... And you have to be, there's different regulations for different farmers markets in the city. There's farmers markets that are very lax, Broad Ripple, and you can literally go to the grocery store, buy groceries, and then mark them up 30% and sell them at the farmers market.
Genius.
Okay. Yeah,
in case you're looking to make some extra money this
weekend.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I'm not really hip on baked goods, but like I know that Amelia's has a storefront.
Sure.
So that's a bakery. That's legit. And you can...
But even then, that kind of seems a little... Okay, they have a storefront. Why do they need to come to a farmers market?
They don't have... I shouldn't say they have a storefront. They're in Bluebeard, right? Is it Bluebeard?
I don't know. I haven't been
You don't know?
Well, I don't know.
You just went to Bluebeard, I just went to Bluebeard.
There wasn't a bread thing in the front.
I thought maybe... I don't know. But there's
no bread box in the front, Jeff?
No bread box?
No. Maybe there's a place next door. I don't know.
No, I just think that it's...
But yet, I am fine. I buy stuff from the Amish, and I'm like completely okay with
them. See, I'm the opposite. I won't buy stuff from the Amish. Oh, I will not buy baked goods from the Amish.
Peach cobbler bread.
Now, why? Is there a specific reason you won't buy something from the Amish?
She doesn't like the beards.
No, because I feel like they think that I should trust them based on the fact that they're Amish. And okay. I'm not. We're gonna have to.
Well, yeah, you got to buy something and then build trust.
Yeah, like we're gonna have to have a rapport. There has to be.
I'd feel better about them if they let their mustaches come in. Quite honestly,
I think they do that because they eat the booty like groceries.
Eat the booty like groceries. They got to keep that. Got to keep that mustache clean.
And you didn't want.
But you can't eat the knob like groceries. But you can eat the booty like groceries. How long has this song been out?
Not long. It's not super long.
Yeah,
it's
a year and a half, 2 years.
Maybe? Yeah, it's been for long enough. But I was at a stoplight and I was like, they just let her say it. They just let her say it.
Is Lunch Money Lewis singing it? Does he have anything to do with
it? Lunch Money Lewis isn't that graphic. I know you like him.
I like him. He was on, what was he? He was on with Pitbull. Singing something I want to say.
My kids make fun of Pitbull all the time.
Pitbull looks like he's waiting for a bus all the time.
That's Max Hooker's best impression.
Pitbull?
Yes.
What's he do? No kidding?
He could do an impression of a bald 50-some-year-old guy.
Oh, God, I want to see that.
Yes, there's something he says in a Bud Light commercial or something.
I have to ask him that.
Yeah, you'll have to ask him. That's his best. I'll record it.
Isn't this the phrase he uses in all his songs? Oh, yeah. That's it, right?
No, that's Gloria Stefan.
Is it really? Did you know Gloria Estefan had
almost died?
Premonition that she knew that was going to happen before that injury. And
did she say it afterwards?
Yep, no. She had an elevator put into her house and everything before the accident. And everything came in handy after she almost died.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but after the accident,
that's when she fell down the elevator.
No, after the accident, she went.
I assume this is all awful. I don't even know what happened to.
She was a bus accident. Almost died.
Speed?
No.
Movie Speed?
No. Gloria Stefan. Do you know Gloria Stefan?
Sandra Bullock.
She's a singer.
What did she say?
I'm not playing it because I can't stand her.
Come on, everybody, with the move that conga.
Papa Vibbs is a Gloria Estefan fan, I think, or whatever her name is. Yeah.
Shaking that booty.
Maybe I'm getting confused with someone else.
Can you text him? I need verification.
No.
You think you need that? You think
he's working right now?
You think you need Gloria's booty like groceries?
Probably. I know a girl whose favorite song in the world is Pitbull Crazy, spelled with a K. And she put it on her Harvard Medical School application. Like
the glue?
That was in there.
You know a girl?
I know a girl who did that.
Did you sleep with a girl that did that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I slept with her best friend.
It just so happened her Harvard law. Her application was sitting right there.
She admitted it to it. I was like,
okay, I think
we're ready to wrap up. What is the Pitbull thing? What does he say?
I don't know any Pitbull
drink
songs.
Drink responsibly. Doesn't he do a Bud Light commercial?
He does a Bud Light commercial.
Okay, I'll have to.
But he just came out of nowhere, right?
No.
He's been around forever?
Yeah, that's Gloria Stefan's son.
You don't know. Uh-huh. It's getting dangerous.
I don't know who this is.
I don't either. But
sounds
I like
it. Krabby Apple.
The song is Somehow, Someway, Someday.
Oh, Marshall Crenshaw?
Oh, crap. That's who?
Look up Krabby Appleton. Could you find Krabby Appleton? It's called Go Back. That's my favorite song ever.
Is it ever? One word? Oh, yeah, here we go.
Or in Krabby this podcast.
What song?
Go Back.
All right.
Here we go.
Yeah, let's go back to the beginning.
Start
this over.
We'll be back on Thursday. Oh,
because that's when our podcasts are.
Mondays and Thursdays.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks again to Caitlin from last Thursday, by the way. She was great.
I don't know why people are looking at me. I'm a keeper.
That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff. This has been the Chick McGee Show.
And find Blonde on Brunette on YouTube.
On YouTube.
And Jeff Vibbert Podcast.
JeffVibbert.com. Watch the whole commercial on
Blonde
on Brunette.
Watch the whole commercial. Maybe we get like 15 cents.
Yeah.
And go to the Krabby Appleton website and tell them the Chick McGee Show sent you.
I'm sorry about this whole whole podcast.
Yeah, I feel like there should be a
part two. We have like nine fights. Put a warning.
Okay.
I'm not sorry.
I don't take anything back.
Good night, everybody!
There's nothing like the thrill of a last-second victory. That buzzer beater from 20 feet out. The game-winning field goal that just makes it as the clock ticks down. That great limited-time deal on a new 2017 Volkswagen at the Volkswagen Model Year End Event. We need to make room for the 2018s. So this could be your last chance to get a great deal on select 2017 Volkswagen models. Visit your nearest Volkswagen dealer for a test drive today. But hurry, because the clock is ticking and we can't call time out.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia state troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.